Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have Ed Sheeran tickets giveaway right about now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to remind everyone, we also have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away on October 1st.
At our Love is Blind watch party, which, can I say it?
Yeah, say it.
Okay, which you can RSVP for tomorrow right at this time.
Yeah, 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, you set your alarm.
Yeah, for like, we're giving away every 30 minutes. We're going to give away a pair and start the show, pause it, like.
Give away a pair, yep. Start, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want to watch Love is Blind, you want to watch with some fun people. You want to have drink specials and whatever.
And win and share tickets.
Win and share tickets. Duets, wow. Tap and Grill.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Downtownish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Champa Street.
24th and?
Man.
Yeah.
Well-oiled machine. Sponsored by our friends at Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Eric has got a cruise coming up.
I sure do. And I'm a little nervous.
This is where we tap into the Slacker Show's negative energy,
mm-hmm.
and we take calls from people to tell us how bad a cruise can actually be.
Is this your way of trying to get me to not go?
Have you been on one at all?
Yeah, I was 17. It was okay. So long ago.
You've only been on one. You seem like a cruise person.
I am not a cruise person.
I would feel so insulted.
Yeah, I feel like that's worse than Horse Girl.
Horse Girl's fine.
Okay.
Cruise person just means you like what you like. And like,
I'm going on this cruise because my future in-laws are taking us for their 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Go them.
So like we all know of the poop cruise, right? That was the one.
Yeah.
What exactly happened on that cruise?
I don't know that I know if we can get some.
Did you watch the documentary, Aaron?
I haven't watched it yet, but I remember when this first came out.
There was like a fire or something that kind of shut off electrical systems, and then
on a cruise, like in your home, it's really just air and water pressure,
right,
that make your toilet work. But when you're out at sea, there's not like, it's like pulls the poop away from you.
Yeah, the toilets. So then it was like for several days they were without electricity.
So they were like floating in the ocean. And it was starting to smell bad, and they're eating just kind of...
Oh, because they said, do not use the toilets. Here are baggies if you have to go number two. And then you just disposed of those baggies in the hallway trash cans. And then they hit really bad, like, waves, and sewage was just kind of going everywhere.
Because you're also not eating good meals, so, like, because they can't really cook. So then... I don't know,
and
the bag is really sealing it up.
Alcohol.
Oh, they were letting you get plastic.
They did like an open bar at one point. It was the documentary is so worth watching.
So this is what we want. We want you to call. If you've been a part of one of those cruises, what was the ship that turned over in Italy or something? Huh? Was it like the Concordia or something? They like the captain thought he could. He's like, I think I can make that. And like try to get in between
Costa Concordia.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
And then the whole ship.
Oh my gosh, 32 people died?
Yeah, the whole ship tilted on its side. It was there for like a year or something because they couldn't get it out of there. Like, it just, the
I don't know that I am going on this cruise
for real.
Anymore.
I mean, it was like a real... No, yeah. I mean,
pack
by
some
and
bags,
large.
If you do.
Poop bags. Because yeah. Their poop bags aren't as sanitary as the ones you'd bring.
Yeah. Heavy duty.
Aaron GPT, look up what are the best bags
no,
for pooping
no,
in?
No.
Well, let's test it.
I could just take Swanson's doggy bags.
No, you're going to need some for some heft.
Okay.
Anyway, we have a ton of stories that we want to tell, Erica, about how cruises can turn into catastrophes. Mm. But we want you to call and tell us your cruise catastrophe stories too. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I unfortunately don't have a catastrophe story. I've only been on one cruise and it was amazing.
No, that's not going to work for us.
You know what, Erin? Let's give her that cheering ticket.
What about this? What about that dude? In a lot of cruises, you're out in international waters. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, like there's no rules. So you can gamble. And what they did on this one particular ship is they let this guy run a credit. And he ran up $16,000 worth of credit. And he says he didn't have the money. So as soon as they got close enough to shore, he bailed, jumped off the ship, swam to a nearby jet skier who picked him up thinking he had fallen off. And unfortunately, the radios on the boat were fast enough to get to the authorities on the shore, and they were able to catch the man. And he had like two cell phones and like 15 grand in cash on him.
I'm not sure that I feel that was a catastrophe.
It was because they got him drunk and let him gamble.
And that could happen.
If you're willing to jump off the ship, I think in international waters, you should...
That's like declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
It's like, I declare!
Right. Yeah, right. We're good.
You jump.
I see
you. I'm going to tell you, I've been on a cruise. I don't know if you want to know this part. This was a Disney cruise.
Okay, well, we're not doing that.
But I mean, I believe a lot of these cruises are the same. They are watching everything you do.
Every single thing.
Even though you don't realize it. Because at the time, I was on a show with a guy named Bo.
Okay.
And he had a couple kids on the boat, and we went to the teen lounge to try to find them, and we couldn't find him. So then we're just kind of hauling butt down a hallway going, I don't know if they made it back to the room or if it's like late at night or whatever. And we're just walking by. One of the guys is like just shining poles or whatever, just like, you know, the normal guy. And he's like, excuse me, fellas, are you looking for Keenan? And it's like, what? And he's like, hold on. And he touches his ear and he's like, he's two floors up. He's out. And it's like, you're what? You knew who we were. You knew who we were associated with. You knew we were looking for them, and you knew where they were.
And you know what? I like it.
I don't like it at all because I did some shady stuff on that boat. Everyone goes to the front of the boat and does the Jack thing. I'm the king of the world.
Right. I probably.
And then you do some stuff while you're out there.
Not on a Disney.
Front of the boat.
On a Disney cruise, man.
It's late. The kids are asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, exactly. It's a vacation.
Yeah. There was the other one. This is a cruise catastrophe, but it's got a happy ending. Another Disney cruise. 5-year-old girl fell overboard.
Yikes.
Dad immediately just jumped in the water.
Oh, this was this recently?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Instinct just kicked in to jump after.
I just want you to know that I can't really, like, I would not be a help. So I can just see my ex-wife going, jump. And it's like, now you have two funerals. Like, what are we doing here? Hmm. I think I'd grab her and chuck her.
Because she can swim better. Yeah.
Slap her. Yeah. Well, right? How about no one goes overboard?
Would you jump?
I think instinct I would jump, yeah. I can swim okay. I can at least doggy paddle, but.
And you think you could find her in the ocean?
Mm, I would try. I would try, right? What? I don't know.
Also, they send those man overboard alerts so fast.
They do, because everybody knows where you are at every moment.
I love it. I want to know, because Amy Bradley, she went missing, and now my fiance is like, I'm never leaving your side on this cruise. Because he doesn't want me to get taken. Okay. So I like that they know where
I am. I have so many thoughts on it that I'll share later. All right, if you've had a cruise catastrophe, talk Erica out of her cruise. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't want to crap on cruises, but cruises crap on themselves. They're just...
Mm-hmm. Especially the poop cruise. It sounded like that was...
just a...
crappy
time.
Yeah.
Held by all. Claudia?
Yay.
So confident.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to say
cruises.
My 10-second catastrophe is to my pocket. I did the Riviera Maya. I loved it so much. I have gone to 10 more. So enjoy it and love it.
Oh, so the Hold on. You don't even have a catastrophe. Pocket. You're saying they're so fun.
It's to my pocket. I wait, spent way too much
money. I love
cruises.
You.
Yeah.
What's fun about it? Like, can I tell you? No. Cruises were the original thing that Disney, like the Disney model, like you get on the cruise and currency stops mattering.
Yeah. Because and it's all, a lot of them are all inclusive.
Not the booze. Like the one that I was on, food, go nuts. Booze, no. Oh, just, but like, what room are you in? Or just hand me your room key. And then I'm looking down, the first ex-wife, she's down at the pool. I'm on the radio because we're broadcasting from the ship. I'm looking down and I see her doing the another round. Aww. And I'm like, babe, that's on me. That's on me.
Right.
All that is my money. Gone.
Well, the good news is the one I'm going on is fully all inclusive.
Oh, the booze is, okay.
Oh, yeah. The floors are marble and the booze is included.
Oh, you fan?
Okay.
Now she's going to be gone like 11 times. Like, she keeps leaving.
Thank you, Claudia. Enjoy your cruises. I'm just saying, and the, like, you just, You have to jump through hoops and you call the front desk and they're like, hey, can I get my balance? I'm like, no, we give it to you at the end. It's like, yeah, no, I need to know. I need to know where I'm at.
Yes.
It was like day two of the cruise. We were 1,500 heavy.
What were you doing?
She was buying rounds for the entire adult deck. Pool. It was like, on us. And I'm like, not. And I'm up in the booth. She can't hear me. I'm like two stories above her like.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
I love her. I want to hang out with her.
I can get your number. Becky?
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi.
Yeah, I just want you to recognize these are cruise people.
Yeah. Okay. 18 years ago, went on a cruise.
Yeah.
Fell on the pool deck, developed a chronic pain disorder that I still have to this day. Took a second cruise this February to New Zealand. Uh-huh. My ankle swole up. Before I ever got on the boat, I ended up buying a cane, 5 boxes of Advil, Kinesio tape, and my doctor screwed up my script and wrote me half the pain medication I normally take. I was in hell. I missed half the cruise ports because I was in bed icing my ankles 3 times a day. Never
so
again.
Getting hurt on the first one inspired me to go back.
That was the question that I had.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the last time I had a limb chopped off. Going to Lakeside, I didn't go back. You know what I mean? Like, you don't.
Yeah, why did you try it again?
Yeah.
New boyfriend, he'd already paid for the cruise. It was a 2-week thing to Australia and New Zealand. It sounded exciting. I talked to my doctor for months about my medication, and then he screwed it up. Mm. It was horrible.
Oh,
never
I'm sorry,
again.
Becky.
Yeah, that is awful.
Did you and the boyfriend make it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Never again.
Thank you, Becky.
I know what you're saying.
I feel about as confident about anything. I don't know that I've ever. We've never done a better job of proving a point without actually.
Yep, without saying a word.
Annie.
Okay. Thank you. You know where to go. Yay!
Okay.
Sorry.
Cruise catastrophes. What do you got?
So I actually took my parents on a cruise for their 50th wedding anniversary.
And it was amazing.
It was a 2-week cruise.
And they died?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. We had tons of amazing memories. And the second to last day, he did have a widowmaker heart attack while he was one of the number
one. I was kidding! Oh, my God! Tia, don't let me say stuff like that!
I was giving you the eyes.
He died on the cruise?
He did. Yeah, I went and helped. I went to help this person do CPR, and it took me like 3 whole minutes to realize that it was my dad. It wasn't registering at all. Yeah. But here's the great news. Hold on, I do want to tell you this. We have since then we've gone on more cruises, and that's how great they are. You are going to have so much fun, and even that couldn't like stop us from going again.
I am so sorry. Or your loss, and I am so sorry of everything I said. Go online later and just watch the video of T-Hack's eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You're fired!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Time once again. Oh, I didn't have it loud enough. Sorry.
Okay.
News. No.
Our only real hope is
working on harmony.
I did a weird no there.
Or no.
News or no. Normally these kids just jump right in with stories, but I feel like we have to just keep reminding people.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. 3 o'clock. Hold on. Oh, okay. 3 o'clock is when you can RSVP for the Love is Blind watch party.
Correct. If it was me, I would set an alarm for like 2:58. I would get ready to go to alice1059.com.
That is where we're going to go.
Perfect.
Here's why you're going to want to RSVP. I don't think you can come in if you don't. Like your name has to be on a list to get into the party.
Yeah.
Then, so you want to do that. Because I just think people are going to go, oh, crap, let's go to that Love is Blind watch party. Even if you don't like Love is Blind, you're going to want to come because we're giving away Ed Sheeran tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right, and not just once.
Every 30 minutes.
Right.
So you want to get there to get the Ed Sheeran tickets. You want to get there to get a seat.
Because we are watching the show. I mean, it's a watch party.
So. It is the day it comes out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What time does it come out? Like at 10 o'clock the night before or something? Midnight the night before?
I think it's like midnight.
Okay. Yeah. So don't spoil it.
Yeah, don't.
Luckily, these episodes aren't very spoilable.
Right, and it's a Colorado crew this time, so it's going to make it even better.
Yeah.
So the event itself is?
The actual event is Wednesday, October 1st.
Thank you. Okay, a week from tomorrow.
Yes, but you got to RSVP tomorrow. So two Wednesdays, tomorrow and then the next Wednesday.
Right.
So I would set two alarms. You're in there already, you know?
It's easy enough. Yeah.
And set the location to Duet's Tap and Grill.
Yeah, we haven't said that even once yet, huh?
Yeah. Oh. And thank you to our friends at Verizon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now we've said everything we need to say.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Today through tomorrow. Okay, today and tomorrow are Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. It is the Jewish New Year. I just wanted to.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Say thank you. You didn't seem that enthused.
Here's the thing. You are. Is this insulting to say?
Yes.
Yeah, but go for it.
You are barely Jewish.
Well, my mom grew up Jewish.
Right, but you don't, like our big boss, he's probably here today,
okay,
right?
Okay, I bet you he's not here today.
No, I did see his, he's got a Skeeter thing on his truck. I think he's here.
Yeah. Wow, he's working through Rosh Hashanah. My therapist moved our session.
Wait,
it's Rosh Hashanah.
There's one of them that you're not supposed, is this the one you're not supposed to work? Is this one you're not supposed to have electronics or something? There's a couple of
that's
the different.
That's Shabbat.
Shabbat
happens every Friday, I think, and then until sundown Saturday, you don't use your electronics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some people don't observe it. I do not.
Because there's different, I've seen people, like, there's a temple close to here, and
they probably have big services today.
And they, but nobody drives a car there because they're not allowed to.
Oh.
Like, they all live there, and then they all walk. It's kind of cool. Just the streets are like, and they're all dressed, like. It's awesome. It's like what church used to be. Remember when church like was a dress-up thing?
Oh, yeah. I've never worn jeans to church, like growing up.
That is wild. I did.
Like, really?
Oh, really? No.
Somehow church got real lackadaisical in Longmont, and it was just like, get after it. Oh, yeah. We just wore whatever.
Wouldn't know anything.
There is if there's like a more of a farming community or whatever, it's like kind of like, just come, and we know you got to go to work afterwards. Yeah. And so they're a little lax, but I was in the city. So.
Okay, but can I just get anybody to back me up on her being like just... I
light the menorah every year.
I know, but you also celebrate Christmas.
Adonai, Melahenu, and I don't know how far. I don't know where it goes after that.
Okay, so, I also try to not judge people on what they
I'm not
like,
trying to judge, but I just think she jumps on the bandwagon when she needs it. Like, I thought maybe you were going to ask for today off or something.
Oh, no. I just want to say, Shana Tova.
Now I feel bad that I had the music.
That wrong.
I rest my case.
Like, okay.
What am I? Somebody say they're on my side, so the texts aren't all bad.
That's
You're afraid to do it.
Shalom.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Another reason Harry Styles is just absolutely incredible. He ran the Berlin Marathon in under 3 hours.
Marathon.
At first, I read half marathon, and I was like.
No,
I did it in 3:30.
He cheated.
No, he ran the marathon in, it was like a few seconds under 3 hours, but he did it.
There's no way.
He's been training,
that's like
though.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. I heard this is like one of the qualifying ones or something for like a bigger race. And because he finished like 4,000th out of 5,000 or something. Like his time is great.
Yeah. But everybody just runs this race for real.
Yeah, for real. And he's one of them. But yeah.
No way.
He already did the Tokyo Marathon. And then this was which one?
Oh, really?
This one was the Berlin Marathon.
Hmm. Do you know the route of this marathon at all? Does it loop around or does it just go in one direction?
Thank you.
Oh my. I really thought you were asking a serious question.
I did too. I thought we were going to accuse him of cheating. Like he hit like one of the loops or whatever. But then I know exactly what he did there. And it's like,
all right.
I've lost my will.
Are we going to get an answer? Or?
I'm not going to answer a joke. Of course, it's not just a circle.
Is it a circle?
No.
It doesn't go in just one direction.
Good evening.
This show is terrible.
Well, good. More One Direction news. Oh. Zayn Malik. Malik, thank you. That's how I always said it. He announced a new residency in Las Vegas. It's only a week long. It's going to happen.
Then it's not a residency. It's not a residency. You're just playing a string of concerts. I saw the story this morning, it's like, who doesn't get a residency? Because I just fielded a call from them today going, hey, does the Slacker Show want to do a residency?
And you told them no?
I told them no because I don't believe it's a residency. Well, yeah, it's got to be a month long. It's got to be a thing.
He doesn't really tour because he has such horrible stage fright.
Oh, what a great residency it's going to be. Is there still a stage there?
Well, I was surprised because it says he's going to showcase music from all of his albums, which there's plural.
Yeah, good, I think there's like three.
No, there's really?
Four.
Solo? There's four?
It's like show research team on it. He has four solo albums. But does he have enough, just honestly, does he have enough to go see him? Like, I want to see One Direction. I want to see Harry Styles.
No,
sure.
No.
You said how many shows? 9? 7? Does it say?
It's just from January 20th to the 31st. So week long event. Yeah, it doesn't say.
I'm sorry, but he can't sell that out every night.
What?
But he was once in One Direction.
Oh, and there's rumors that he and Louis Tomlinson might have teamed up for a song coming out. And they used to hate each other. And they were, why?
But that's still not going to sell out the Sphere for like 7
Wait,
shows.
Wait, it's at the Sphere?
It's at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
I assume everything is at the Sphere now. Sorry. I still don't think he's going to sell out every show.
I agree. And it's also Louis, the other worst member.
No, he's just combining each other. The worst ingredients.
He's bringing the manager, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We almost lost. I don't know if enough time has passed. Has enough time passed for you to talk about this? Because we almost lost.
Yes.
Erica.
My fiance made a joke that had we been stuck an additional hour, it would be too soon.
What?
She tried to do the Vail to Denver drive on a morning, which, like, when it's not ski season, it's not that bad.
It's an hour 40. I was like, perfect.
Yeah, just hour jump in 40. The car, gun it, get moving.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
And if you don't know about Erica and her
high strongness.
There's several parts of it, and I don't I don't want to speak out of turn, but you have spoken about this one thing. You freak out about the amount of food you have with you if you're stranded.
That is so funny.
Because
in this moment, I turned to Dane, my fiance, and I said, we're going to run out of water. We're going to run out of food. God. And he was like, I told him, I actually turned to our dog and said, this is our new home now. This is our address.
Like, we're 40 miles from home.
Right. We were.
But so without knowing what's happening, she was parked.
Literally. Like
when you're in bumper to bumper ski traffic, you stop for little increments.
Right.
But you never stop for an extended period of time. You might be inching.
No, my car was inch in park for probably at least 20 minutes. In park.
In park. Wow. On I-70.
In the middle of nowhere with no water.
It's not in the middle of nowhere. You had service.
And my dog was just going to move in.
That's normal now. This past year, I was stuck for an hour and a half.
Not moving?
Yes. And I wonder if
you were. On what day of the week, do you know?
I don't.
On 70?
On 70. On the other side of the tunnel, because there's an accident in it. It happens all the time.
Rather than Princess using her powers.
No, I... Wait, my powers.
Of getting your phone out. Instead, you imploded.
I exploded.
You did both. You first, she implodes. Like, we're going to die here.
Oh, my first thing was, cancel your meetings. I can't go to work.
Okay.
We haven't even left yet.
this is how, and you think you were by, when I spoke to you, I think you thought you were by Idaho Springs.
Still on the other side of Idaho Springs.
Okay.
Is that north? I don't know.
That would be west.
Perfect. West. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So instead of looking it up, she panicked, started figuring out what could be eaten in the car, how to convert different things in the car.
How high up on the list was Swanson?
No.
Did you think about letting him go to live a better life?
Like, no.
Feral dogs. Yeah. Let him out there.
We had his crate. We had a little bit of Swanson food.
Okay.
Oh, I probably would have had to eat that. This is all a PSA, truly. If you're going to go look at the leaves, if you're going to go hike.
If you're doing the leaf peeper.
Don't do it Monday through Thursday.
No, just do it don't do it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I think. Oh, no, you're right. Oh, I was wrong. You're right. It is Monday through Thursday. I thought it was just Mondays.
Nope.
So I looked it up. Floyd Hill... Clear Creek County Tourism. They're shutting down I-70.
Both ways.
Both ways.
What?
Sorry, I'm still a little worked up.
For up to 45 minutes at a time, and they're blowing up rocks and letting them slide down, then clean it up.
Oh,
and then
that's
they do
cool.
it again. They're doing some sort of Floyd Hill
Aaron, it
project.
It is not cool when you are stuck in it and you think you have to live there now. Also, think about it. There's just no turning around.
No, you can't.
You're just stuck.
And can I just say, if you have, like, I want to give the Medal of Honor to your fiance because he's got to be in the car with psycho pants who's freaking out about where they live and what they're going to live on.
Yes.
And then eventually she gets wind of it being a rock mitigation thing. Imagine what she's doing now. Now, even if we get to move, we're going to get killed by a rock.
I didn't go there, actually.
You
believe
didn't?
It or not.
Oh, my God. I thought for sure that was going to be the next layer of hell you put Dane through.
One step away from losing it all. But I'm not there yet.
Okay. Did you or did you not cry?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Do you guys, like, you know that thing where you're like, okay, we left with plenty of time. It could be like going to a concert or something. You get stuck in bad traffic and then you're just stuck and there's no turning around.
Oh, it
there's
sucks,
no taking another way.
You just got to keep going.
That's
and like, don't
that really
panic.
Pisses me off.
Here's why it should. She's the one we have to restrict roof access to
because
she's ready to do the flying leap at any moment.
Yeah. It was just like,
you have
I
to
never...
say there's nothing I can do. I have no control. I'm going to sit in my car and just go.
This is going. This isn't going. I'm going to need a break.
Take a break.
She's
going to
cry.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
This is one of those weird times where I hate doing this, but I call BS in the room. We're doing a topic we call romance gone awry. When you tried for some lovey time, doesn't even have to be trying to like round home, but you're just trying to be romantic.
Yeah.
Sure.
And things went sideways on you. And Princess says it's never happened to her.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't like that I just had to acknowledge that Princess was me.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is. You really don't think.
I clearly haven't been quite romanced enough times for there to be.
But we're talking about like the two of you cook a meal together. Somebody chops up some serranos or some jalapenos. And then it gets a little affectionate. And it doesn't matter how many times you've washed your hands. It doesn't. Or rubbed them on the, what's the people say you rub it on the metal of a sink. And it somehow will help or whatever. But you've got just enough capsaicin on your hands or his hands. And whoever touches.
No, luckily that has not happened to me. But
it's never
I've got a sister that it's happened to.
Oh, no.
Won't reveal which one.
Your mom knows exactly which one, you might as well say.
No, I bet you my mom doesn't know which one.
Mom, if you're listening, text right now.
And I forgot that my mom listens, so perfect.
I could text Erica and tell her which one you think it is, and she can confirm or deny. So she touched his naughty bits?
Other way around.
He touched her naughty bits. Mm. I've definitely done that.
Yeah, bad.
And it's crazy because it doesn't end.
Yeah.
Like you, hands are off, like I'm going, and it just keeps escalating. It's like it's getting worse and you're like, but I'm not doing anything. It just like it spreads and the skin is just that the skin of our naughty bits is like
okay, very sensitive.
It's the most sensitive. Yeah. Right, obviously by design. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Great point.
But I can back it down. I can do way easier than that.
Okay,
try for a romance no get. You see it in all the movies. You lay out the rose petals all over the bed.
Okay.
Like anniversary or whatever. And then you fall into each other's arms naked and roll around on the rose petals.
Beautiful.
It's like a Dexter murder scene. They just bleed their dye all over you and all over the bed. You get done. You're like, hey, yay. And you're like, oh, God, what happened? And it's just you've created the biggest mess in the world.
Well, that's good to know. No one's ever laid out rose petals for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I wonder if you're not striking out, if you're not having some misses, are you?
Right.
Are you swinging enough?
Maybe not.
I don't know if that analogy really works.
You really can't think of any time.
The only thing I can think of is more recently, the problem is that our dog likes to.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah. He likes to go. And then it's like, that's not really setting the mood, is it?
When you guys, because he's afraid one of you is getting hurt.
Well, we got to put him in his crate. He's too young still to be able to roam the house during this. So it's like a whole thing. And then he's
how
pissed.
Long is he going to be roaming for? Jeez.
Ideally, more than a few minutes.
Oh, then maybe that's where I'm.
Yeah.
So it's just that. That's
yeah,
where the Roma.
And then you can hear him like digging in his crate because he thinks that someone's.
And you're such a worrier that you're just.
Then you're just not present.
It's tough. Sometimes we have to try other rooms. Again, if my mom's listening, I hate this.
All right. The rest of the room is going to have to sound off. But if you've tried for romance, maybe candles went weird, maybe capsaicin, maybe fire, maybe brimstone.
Or dogs.
If the dog or cat or ferret or snake. If you have any animals that got involved in your stuff, friction burns. Romance gone awry stories. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
I had one happen to me pretty recently. We were packing for a trip and my wife asked me, she said, would you like me to bring some...
Accoutrement.
Yes, that word. And I said, sure, I would love that. So we kind of had the suitcases out, so we were packing. And then the next morning we came upstairs to like really seal it up and get going. And my son had walked in and he had seen what was all like in the suitcases and he had pulled it out and was like, well, what's this? I've never seen this before.
No. And we're like, yeah. What did you say?
I said,
get in your room!
No, I don't know.
Did you put him in a crate and put him in the closet? You hear him digging? That's just Leo, honey. Don't worry.
Very embarrassing. I don't think it made it on the trip. I didn't see it on the trip. Maybe it wasn't.
Oh, no.
It's kind of now it's like, now it's,
yeah, it's got a stank on it.
Yeah, a little bit. We got busted before we even left.
Dang.
That's not busted.
I love someday.
No, you got to put it at the bottom of your suit. You can't put it
someday
anywhere where
Leo's going to realize.
He's going to put it together. He's going to be like, I know what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Or maybe he won't.
But also good. Okay. Yeah. He should know his parents like each other.
We do, very much. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd give it another chance.
Aaron?
It wasn't a concussion.
Here we go. This is what you're looking for, princess.
I knocked my head pretty hard in the hot tub.
Oh, like on a...
On the back of like
the rock.
Tub. Yeah, the heart. Yeah. Kept going, though.
She wasn't even actually doing anything romantic.
Was anybody in there with you? We need that Swanson bar from now on. But you did. You troopered up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And then you went to the hospital?
No, I went to bed, which you're not supposed to do.
I woke up 8 days later.
Yeah. All right. So, whether... It doesn't have to be concussion or dog or candles, but whatever. If you went for it and romance went south on you, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're talking about romance gone awry and where we last left off. Mm-hmm. Erica was talking about one of her sisters having capsaicin on somebody, like somebody sliced a jalapeno and touched. And
you're
your
doing
mom,
this because my mom missed it. My mom said, "What were you guys wondering what I thought?" And she said
she
it sounded inappropriate.
Moment?
And I said, "It was."
So it was one of your sisters, but which one was it? I forget.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I don't even know if my mom knows what capsaicin. Yeah, she does. Never mind.
What if it wasn't a sister and it was her?
It was her.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
That's what all the, you know what it's like. Mm-hmm. The other.
There's a song about that.
There is?
It wasn't me.
Shaggy.
Okay. Do we want to just get to the phones or should we just beat this mama horse a little longer?
No, let's never
okay,
do that.
Justine.
Yay!
Romance gone awry. What happened to you?
So I was having a party at my house and my boyfriend and I were fooling around a little bit on the couch and decided to go to the bathroom where it was a little private and we had a lock and stuff. And as we were fooling around, he put me up on the counter for the sink and my pants came off and we started messing around more and more. My butt caught the counter of the sink faucet and I ended up having to stop right then and there because I had to leave and go get stitches for a 4-inch gash on my tush.
What a story to tell your doctor.
Yeah, boyfriend's like more like 6 inches. Gash of the. Thank you, Justine.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
G-Lab.
You don't. Okay. Do I want to explore what Erica said a little bit? I don't think you tell the truth on that one. I think we were. I was. Yeah, you don't. You were spelunking or you were parkouring in your back. Like,
no,
you don't say,
no.
He put me up on the sink.
I would want them to know that it was a faucet because there could be like bacteria and stuff that collects on the faucet.
God,
yeah.
The amount you're ruled by fear.
You just tell your doctors the truth anyway because their job is to treat you.
And they don't care.
Yeah.
My doctors.
Surgeon, not surgeons, ER doctors and stuff, call in. They've probably got the best stories.
We can totally just do an ER day.
I would love that.
My thing is, when they go, how often do you drink? And you're like, I don't know, one a week.
Yeah, and then they open you up and they're like, that's a lie.
They don't just open you up. What doctor are you? The butcher shop?
I'm saying you have to tell them the truth.
Wait, also, I'm sorry. If they open you up, can they really see how much alcohol you...
I bet they can see.
Your liver?
Like,
yeah.
Shh. Okay, all's well that ends well. You're all good? The stitch is all healed up?
Oh, yeah. It's been years since that actually happened.
But you got kind of a sink
thing. I
didn't
tell the doctor what was really happening because I didn't want my parents to know.
Yeah.
But at a party, or that I was having sex. So
yeah, you got to leave all the details out.
Yeah, what did you tell the other people at the party? Like, we're just going to run out to get stitches.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have siblings, so I told my brother that I had to go to the hospital.
That's exactly what I did.
I had fallen down the stairs going out back and cut my butt.
Let's get Erica's brother on the phone.
No.
Was it your brother?
No. Oh, okay. But my brother would never want to have these conversations ever.
Oh, he gets uncomfortable with this stuff?
Hey, he's got three little sisters.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, thank you. Gina.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Romance gone awry. What happened to you?
I had a relationship with a new gentleman friend a couple days ago. My 8-year-old niece comes in my room and says, "Auntie, I used that stuff that was on your dresser for my lips, and it was not Vaseline."
I love
you
for calling
us. So I have
us.
To figure out how to tell my brother what she used on her lips in case she says, "I used this of Auntie's."
Having to talk to a brother about this.
Was it the kind that warms up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. So then she's sitting there.
You don't cheap out on that stuff, Slacker.
Have you had the conversation with him yet?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Let's get him on
the phone.
We're
going to put you on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I have a confession to make.
What?
The other night, so when I get home from work, I put all my stuff, I get my laptop out of my backpack or whatever, and the diary fell out, and the bookmark fell out.
So you had to go back and find. Did you read ahead?
I did not read ahead.
Did you see how much we have left?
I did. We're pretty far into this, you guys. Mm. I did not count.
Okay.
But we're 3/4 of the way. Like if I had to put just based on the size, I mean, they could be short entries. So it could be another week, another 2 weeks. I don't know.
Yeah. Another week?
Dude. I mean, if they're long entries, yeah, there's not that much.
It doesn't even matter if they're long entries. Cause we just do one a day. We're out of the vetoes.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if it's a long entry, then it's only a week because like you will get through.
Let's say
there's 15 pages left, which I'm not saying how many because I didn't count. But 15 pages, if each entry is 5 pages, that's 3 days, guys. Like it's over.
Luckily,
she's never written that long before.
She doesn't really write 5 pages.
Yeah. But there were times, there have been days where she writes 2 or 3. And like, I just want everyone to know that I didn't cheat, but I have a little bit more of a fleeting sense that this... We got to come to grips with this is going to be over soon. I'm sorry.
I hope we at least find out like what's happening.
I know there's only one thing we're going to find out. It's so awful. Okay. So what happened?
It's not what I want to hear. No.
It's not awful. It's great. I forget what happened in the last one.
She started running.
Oh, that's right.
As kind of a way to like deal with what's going on with Mike. And
it was still some therapy. She runs until she forgets things. You took a picture of one word. Yeah. We put a forensic analyst on it. And the word we came up with was throb.
Right. A lot of people said that on Instagram.
It's throb.
I'd like to point out it doesn't look like throb.
Until somebody else tells you it's throb and then you go, I see that it's throb.
Throb like jello? Jello doesn't jello. Throb.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't finish the thought. It was not. It didn't make sense. So if you're still mad at the way Erica reads... You're wrong.
But she does kind of do that a lot. She kind of gets her analogies weird. Yep. Yeah. Sayings are a little off. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So I just one more time. You guys cherish these moments because we don't.
Yeah. No more hate texts. Okay.
Yeah. Drop it, man. We don't have a lot of time left with this girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean
the diary writer. Yeah, Erica has unfortunately signed a really long-term contract.
I did just want to point out.
Okay.
Because I think it's interesting. It's now been like 6 weeks since she said Mike was dating again.
Oh.
And we haven't heard, like, I don't think she's talked to Mike or seen Mike from these entries, right?
Because when, what was the running, throbbing one?
March 3rd.
Okay. And they, her and Mike slept together on Christmas. And he was dating shortly thereafter.
February 4th.
And then she had the worst Valentine's. So now we're into March and she's just, you're right. She's not mentioned.
Right. But he wasn't necessarily, he didn't have a girlfriend, right? He was just, he was just dating.
Dating. In right? Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And it seems like that may have been the end of their communication.
Okay.
From what we can tell. This is March 18th.
Okay.
I had a date. Of course, I don't know if it really counts since St. Pat's is a holiday. Oh.
Oh, it was a date.
A holiday which is all about drinking as much as you can and trying not to throw up. Perfect. Now I want to throw up. But I had a really good time and realized it's been way too long since I let myself have any fun. It's all right to punish yourself so long as the punishment fits the crime and you know when to stop. That's one of those things I'm not very good at. I never know when to stop apologizing or feeling sorry for myself or punishing or any of that. But last night I got a glimpse of a girl I sometimes am and I liked it. We danced, we drank, we did car bombs.
Ew.
And somewhere along the way, I remembered that this is what your 20s are supposed to be like. So embrace the fun and be the person who can change my life. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I don't know if it sounds like she did have a date.
Yeah.
You met somebody whilst out drinking. And then if you go to the next bar with them, is that a date? If
no,
it's like, you
no.
should come with us.
They may I don't know if it was that they went out together, though. That wasn't clear.
I don't think you go on a first date on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
That's also a pretty intense circumstance.
To me, that sounds like regression. Like, she's going in the wrong... Like, she's getting her master's. This isn't what your 20s are about anymore. You're getting your master's, and you were almost engaged, and you were, like... You should,
ooh, I but feel I like this is totally on par. But
with getting your master's?
Well,
oh, this is what it's like life's all about. It's like, no, you like failing classes and stuff. Like, shouldn't you be focused a little more? I didn't enroll you in your master's program. She enrolled herself, right?
But she's finally, it seems, less dependent on Mike or like less caring about Mike. Yeah.
So this is to the girls in the room, the drunken festival was a positive thing.
Got to do one a year at least.
Okay. But Hack, you just find it to be wholly irresponsible and a regression.
Yeah, to go like, oh, I finally figured out this is what it's all about.
I don't think getting drunk, for the record, is the answer.
Right.
But like the attachment that she had to Mike seems to be less. And I think that's good.
I also think this is the first time we've heard of her like going out since they've broken up.
She's just been a homebody and just angry at the universe. Seeing anybody happy. Like Valentine's Day was just a crap post.
It was dark.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're a house divided once again.
Yeah.
How long do we have to wait?
The next entry was March 26th.
Okay. Okay. Is she going to see this guy again?
I didn't read ahead.
So none of us know. We'll find out tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
You want me to say the thing I said?
I don't know. I'm just nervous. We're not going to talk about religion. I just want everybody to know we're not talking about religion.
No.
But we could. But we, like, today is supposedly the rapture.
Right.
It's like the end of times.
Yeah, I just saw that today.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah, you should have had a buildup. Yeah. We had a ton of buildup for the last big one, which was
2012. I remember being in high school.
It was December
21st, maybe.
21st. Yeah, because it was 12/21/12.
Yeah, and that was like the Aztec or the Mayan
calendar stopped.
Had stopped, right. And then they were like, it wasn't because they ran out of rock. That was like the end.
The end,
right.
Yeah.
Turns out it was because they ran out of rock. But this one, I don't really know where it came from. Some guy said, I had a vision and it was today.
I chat GPT'd it because I didn't realize there was supposed to be a rapture today too.
Thanks for telling us, everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
Hack, I just want you to know. She told me like yesterday as we were leaving, and I'm like, wait, tomorrow? I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm calling Verizon and trying to get my service switched. Right. Like, what?
It was a South African preacher.
Said he had like a vision, right?
Hold on. We're calling a rapture off of one dude.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Win the real one. Irony. Got it.
I've been asking a question in my group chats today.
Wait, what? Hold on.
I've been
Group chats about this, but you didn't share it with us. Hack, this is the first time.
I wanted to wait until now.
Yeah, but if this is really rapture day, and I don't even know what time it's supposed to rapture.
Right,
but like,
yeah, what time here's is the rapture supposed to rapture?
We came into work.
Yeah. Right. We wouldn't have come in.
Right, but... If
I'd be pillaging right now,
if the rapture were to happen,
yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but I think the other word is the bad one.
You would not be pillaging.
Why not?
Hold on. This is part of my question, I think.
Okay.
If the rapture were to start happening in 5 minutes, which one of us and only one would it take?
Only one gets
say okay, it was
so
only
if
one.
You don't know what the rapture is. Yeah. Rapture is when the good people on earth get sucked up to be with the big man,
right,
and the rest of us get to burn down here. Maybe get sucked down. If you've watched the movie, This Is the End. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Right, okay.
But there's some real good scenes with Channing Tatum in it.
So if you had to pick one person in this room
who makes it, who goes to the good place.
Raptured.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, apparently all your clothes come off. And you're sucked up into the
sky
naked.
Like, so you're like,
you take
we're just seeing like the sweatshirt you have on right now. I was like, poof.
Yeah.
Wait, would we see you naked one? Like,
I don't think.
Now we're going to pick who we want to
know. It's like, beam me up, Scotty. And it's not that. It's.
No, it might be.
No. I think it's pretty beam me up, Scotty.
Because in the movie, This Is the End, they go up, but their clothes go up with them.
You are. Sourcing a movie?
You are sourcing ChatGPT?
I'm sourcing TikTok.
There was like a Kirk Cameron movie, I think, about that. It was like The Lost Ones, The Forgotten Ones or something. It was like they were supposed to go up in the rapture, but they didn't, I think. I remember seeing that when I was little. It's definitely like you float up.
Yeah.
You like ascend. Maybe that's the
way. Well,
in Erica's version, it's more of the bank tube, I think. It's more the, it's like the, it's fast.
Okay, and a lollipop.
Okay, can I just do this? People can text in and choose.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think they're going to vote? Are they voting on the ones they want to stay? Because I think they might want to just rapture you, Erica.
Well, I believe I might have the greatest chance in this room.
You think in this room you're the good one? Okay, wait.
I do also want to say real quick, it can happen today and tomorrow.
303-222-5423. I don't know why.
I'm going to call out sick tomorrow.
I don't know why in Erica's premise only one of us gets to go.
It's just a game.
I would just say this. If I really were venturing a guess, there's nobody in this room.
No, but if it had to be one person in this room. Because I'm with
you. I know who I think it is.
Same.
Yep. Hack, do you have a name?
Yes, I do. I have a choice.
How do we want to do it? Because Erica, it's so obvious you think it's you.
Oh, well, I actually
think it's either Aaron or I.
I
and
am
that
gonna
says
go out
a lot
on,
about these boys.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and let you. Like, I'm just gonna let you in on a little something.
What?
I think if the rapture goes slower and the descension into hell goes quicker, you'll have plenty of time to roast marshmallows where Aaron was standing. It will just be woof, so like that so one's gonna be gone. Fast. It's gonna be like the bank tube down. It's like whoom.
Okay.
But I can admit, unlike a few people in this room, that I am not the best person, but I'm constantly working on it.
Mm. Oh yeah, I'm not great. I'm just saying compared to y'all.
What kind of dirt you think you got on us?
Not very much. But can we talk about the fact that you sit here every day and you're like, well, Erica's like all goody two shoes and perfect.
I'm pretty perfect.
Well, you've also been divorced.
I don't think the rapture is
isn't that a
that.
Sin?
No, it's not a sin. It's not one of the commandments. Thou shalt not
okay, well, who
have
do you
a pile
think,
of ex-wives.
Who do you think is bank tubing up to the sky?
But
do you want to, on a countdown, say it at the same time?
Yes. And but you can only say one word.
Or all four of us.
Yes.
All together? Well, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Even if the thing has two words, you can only say one word.
Countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Aaron.
What?
Oh. Would you say?
I said Aaron.
Yeah. Well.
Would you say?
I said Aaron.
I said either Aaron or I.
Yeah, but just now, would you say?
Aaron.
So Aaron and I think hack.
Yeah.
And
why
and I think
Aaron's going to burn in hell. That is so weird.
He had a really crazy weekend, okay?
That's no, the other one thing. Weekend does not. That's although it is thing. The most recent record. They're going, no attack, no attack.
I don't hold ever up. Engage in activities.
I don't either.
That are illegal.
I don't either. What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do?
And I'm not saying anyone else in this room does. I'm
okay,
just saying.
Okay, let me just say this. Why didn't anybody say my name?
That's how I feel.
Yeah, nobody said your name because you're you and you came up with the premise, so that one, it was never going to be you. There was only going to be one person in this room that might possibly say your name, and that would have been you.
Oh, well,
I thought Hack was going to say himself.
Oh.
And I thought we'd have a three-way on Hack right there.
The problem is with Hack is if he goes, his whole family's got to go.
Yeah, I don't really want to go if they're not coming.
I think they would
but
all
I
go.
But I bet they would go. All go. They're better than...
Oh.
Other than his indiscretions of late, Hack has got a
I know. It's Hack. That's annoying. It's Hack.
It's Hack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Do I take my clothes off now? Or...
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Drama. Romance. Bad decisions in the pods. And Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes. It's the Slacker Show Love is Blind Watch Party. Wednesday, October 1st from 7 to 9 at Duet's Tap and Grill downtown. Come watch the chaos unfold with Slacker, Erica, T-Hack, and Aaron. And every half hour, you could win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran. Love is Blind. Free Ed Sheeran tickets aren't. Bad habits lead to... To guarantee your spot, RSVP Wednesday, September 24th at 3 p.m. at alice1059.com. Powered by Verizon.
I don't know how to admit this, and I actually haven't told my fiance about this yet.
Oh, God.
I had a really, really weird dream last night.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Okay.
This is the weirdest thing in the world. We might be doing an hour on this.
Did you have a really weird dream last night?
The craziest dream.
Oh, my. What was it about?
No, I want you to go first.
You want me to go first?
I know because Aaron GPT's already got her little fingers ready.
I'm ready. Yeah. I love this is one of my favorite things. Lori Lowenberg has like inspired me. I look up every single dream now.
Okay. So I know what really happened, but I don't know all the details. I was somewhere. I think I was with my not physically with my fiance. I was in a relationship with him still.
Okay.
But I went to this house party mostly alone and someone was like, hey, your ex is here. This is the ex who cheated on me.
Okay.
And who I've literally not spoken to. I think I told you guys somewhat recently that I looked at him and said, don't ever speak to, or don't ever look me in the eye again. Don't ever speak to me again. And walked out.
You did say that.
He tried to text me a few times and I finally blocked his number. Like I have.
This
had,
is in reality?
That was in real life. Okay. I have had zero contact with this man since 2019. Like it's been a very long time. And in my dream, he, like the party goes on and he finally comes up and he's very scared, which is accurate.
He's scared because you have said, don't make eye contact.
Don't ever look me in the eye again. Yeah. And I finally was like, hi. And then I was like,
You approached him.
He approached me kind of, but like was scared to
with
say
his
anything.
Eyes
so
averted.
I was like, hello, hi. And then I just
were there
was
feelings?
Like, no, only feelings of like, why would I even care anymore? I said to him in my dream, we were kids. Who cares? Like, wow. I'm over it. Mm. And I was engaged in my dream because I remember wanting to tell him, like, I'm good. I'm engaged. I'm moving on with my life.
Okay.
But then it was the most distinct dream. And then it felt good to catch up with him in my dream. Like, I remember, like, asking him what he was doing and, like how he was. Because I literally have no, I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's married. I don't know anything about him.
Can I be Dr. She's not a doctor. Can I be Lori Loewenberg real fast? You have to answer this so fast.
Okay.
What's the, I think you're going to say one word, but like, what's the first thing you think of when you think of him?
Don't like him.
Okay.
But that was.
But like, what's a characteristic about him?
Oh.
Like what, when you think of that person, what, like, yucky. I assumed you were going to go cheating. What'd you say?
Yucky.
Just yucky.
Yeah. Just like, not my guy. Like, even without the cheating was just like, thank God we didn't end up together.
Huh.
Because we started talking about getting engaged. Right before I found out about the cheating.
Because what Lori has done to me in the past is like, oh, my old locker partner or whatever. And it's like, but he was just in my dream. And it's like, well, she's like, what's the first thing you think of? I'm like, tennis. And she's like, okay. So there's this back and forth going on in your life. And Jerry represents, don't roll your eyes.
Oh my God.
No, but it's like,
you're so smart when you sleep.
It's just that you're
the metaphors. It's like you're Oscar Wilde or something, right? And this, like, tennis.
I know, I'm a
it is a thing where you go, because again, like when you have the stuff, like I, for the longest time, while my marriage was failing, every night it was like, there's just gum like stuck in between my teeth. And I'm just like, the whole time I'm just trying to talk to you. I'm like, I'm sorry. Oh my God. There's so much gum stuck in between my teeth. And I'm just pulling it out like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I have so much gum in my teeth. And she's like, you need to say, like,
you have things you need to say
that you're not getting out and you're embarrassed by it.
I feel like the way I feel today is like maybe my body, my mind, everything finally was like, who cares about all the schmucks?
You have finally processed forgiveness and acceptance. Wow. That's what it means.
I feel like that might be true.
But I have the gum dream and it turns out I'm just going to town on my pillow. I'm drooling all over it, I'm chewing on it. What does that mean?
God.
You're a pig.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we just analyzed Erica's dream. If you missed it, it was a doozy.
Wow. I feel like...
There's also another thing. Because he went to the party alone in your dream... You've had this big thing about how you hate seeing people alone. Yeah. And it actually is showing signs of independence. Like you are finally accepting that you can go places alone and be comfortable with it.
Wow.
Mm. Or she was asleep.
So Erica went to a in her dream. She went to a party alone, ran into an ex who she has forbidden from making eye contact. And
yes.
Basically forgave him and said, we were kids.
Yeah. So we were.
And it just means she's in an accepting place in her life.
Yeah.
This is only according to ChatGPT.
Right, yes. Right. So if you're a dream expert, feel free to call us.
Yeah. 303-222-5423.
Or tell me that I'm right. And that ChatGPT is right. I would love to hear that.
I don't have as much of a dream to analyze.
Okay.
But it was very strange.
And vivid.
Super vivid.
Okay.
Was Hedwig... A white owl.
Say the name again.
Not Hedwig. Hedwig.
There you go. Yeah. A snow owl.
Okay. I don't think it was that kind. It was kind of like, okay. Anyway, I'm sort of like at a party.
In your dream.
Yes.
Wow. Maybe the same one.
Out of context. It sounds so mean. In your dreams.
But it's weird because I'm also out sort of on my, this is really strange.
Okay.
And you're going to think I'm making this up. My exes are there.
No.
But like all of them. Like I'm walking around and it's like, oh geez, there's, I don't remember my ex-wife being there, but I remember a lot of the just women the I've girlfriend. Dated since then sort of being there. And I was like, I've got to show them something. I'm like, they've got to see the thing.
Mm-hmm. What is the thing?
Okay. Sounds a little like my dream.
So I gather them all, and I can't remember, but this is where it gets weird because I feel like you guys were there too.
Well.
And I was like, you've got to come see this. And I'm trying to convince you all, it's up on the roof. The thing that we need to go see is up on the roof. And so we get up there. And in my brain at that point, I knew that I needed to take all of them up to the roof, but I wasn't thinking of what we were going to see.
Okay.
Do you know what? Like, it's the weird thing is I knew in my dream, I think I knew what it was, but I didn't know what it was
until
we got up there. So we get up there. And right away, we see this white owl. And I'm like, that's it. That's what I was bringing him up for. And then it's two white owls. And I'm like, that's right. There's two of them. Two, like, ginormous white owls. And the hugest, like, bald eagle, like, making the sound.
Like, trying to go get the white owls?
No, they were all just kind of coexisting on the roof of this building. And I was like, there it is. Two white owls and a bald eagle.
This has to mean something crazy with all of your exes there.
Yeah, I was like, they all need to see, but you guys too. It was like, everyone needs to see
you
this.
You see, like, us every day. So I feel like that's not weird for each other to end up in each other's dreams.
So I always, like I said before, and Tiak gets mad at me, but like Lori Loewenberg will go like, what did this ex mean to you? And I was like, kind of granola. What does this one mean? Really compassionate. Like I try to do the things and go, what are they doing in my dream? But like, it was everybody. I just needed everybody to come see the owls.
It makes sense.
What?
So at first I was very confused at what ChatGPT was saying and thinking it was wrong. But you are combining your past life and us and trying to show us that wisdom and power can coexist. And you're trying to prove yourself to us.
And to your exes.
Yeah.
What?
Aaron, huh?
What part? Like, here's the thing, and I'm going to be Tiak for a minute.
It's also,
what, like, which part? What part of that says wisdom and power?
Owls just, are wise.
Right.
That's a known thing. Bald eagle.
That's a known thing. Okay.
Wait, bald eagle is a known power. Thing. It
I
is.
I never talked to one.
Yeah, but why was there two? Because I'm so wise.
I don't know.
And why were they white? Did you say white?
No.
Were
I did say it doesn't.
Okay.
Was everyone impressed or any? Do you remember the
reaction? I don't remember
reaction?
Because the bald eagle was like, I remember when I got up there, I was like, look, there it is. And then I was like, man, do these guys get along? Because there's like two owls and a bald eagle. I'm like, holy crap, this could go sideways. And then I woke up.
It does show like the fact that they weren't fighting or whatever shows balance. So like you're getting along with your ex-wife. You're getting along with us. You're getting along with... ex situationships, whatever.
His ex-wife wasn't there.
Right. I don't remember her
you
being
don't
there.
Remember.
But I mean, no.
Maybe
I
you're
was
a little
definitely
scared
exes.
Of wisdom and power.
Can I have Aaron's version? I don't like... Okay, so in the end, I'm wise and powerful?
You're trying to prove it. Didn't say if it was working.
I don't know how to feel about
Let's
that.
Let's just go away.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've got a story. You know how Tiak hates deer?
Yeah.
I got an animal that I'm going to start hating.
Good.
Yeah. It's not deer, though.
Oh, I thought.
I've got a story about a silly thing that can really get you in some trouble.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman? I had to make sure it was a woman. In Florida.
Let's go!
Yes!
Gone to a confrontation.
Come on!
Woo! Okay, got into a confrontation at a bar. Oh. And instead of, you know, throwing fists, throwing beer bottles,
yeah,
she got out her silly string.
I was wondering if it was going to be that.
This is the closest I have to silly string. It's also used when we're peeing on things.
Oh, I don't, not what, we.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, you guys can make a stream too. Would you like to attempt the sound of silly string, Erica?
Oh, maybe like a...
Okay. All right.
Not bad. Not bad.
The can ran out.
Oh.
What? Wouldn't it be like...
And that's when she threw it at the man she was fighting with.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
did cause a cut.
Yep.
So she was arrested and charged with battery. Kind of sucks because just spraying some silly string on people seems like
that's a hilarious bit.
Yeah, but then it's the throw.
Yeah,
it's the throw. You can throw the can.
But who's thinking? I'm going to the bar tonight. I better bring my silly string.
People in Florida. That's who's thinking that.
I love it.
My story, not from Florida, but it will bring out the bright side in Erica because it's from California.
Oh my gosh! Like take the 405 to the 17. You can't do that, by the way.
Everyone's crashing. Thanks a lot.
Those don't connect.
Two women were sent to the ER with serious bites, lacerations. It was just an all-out brawl due to one rabid, crazy, flippin' squirrel.
Oh.
Squirrels are my new deer, my friend.
The squirrels in California?
Yeah.
Huge. Big problems. Wait, my dad
what?
Is... my dad has
Wait a
got
minute.
War on
Hit
squirrels.
Hit me off, buddy. Yeah. What? It's a real thing?
Well, my dad hates the squirrels. He is constantly at war with them. He's got a fake owl.
Oh
He's got
gosh.
A fake I don't, something else on the fence. He hates the squirrels. In California, specifically.
Well, yeah. They are, apparently, in this time, they are... They don't have fear of humans. They're looking to bulk up. And so this thing has been going cray-cray, and it sent literally two women to the ER.
Oh, my God.
The same guy? The same squirrel?
It's the same squirrel.
What?
But according same to Erica's guy. Dad.
Repeat offender?
Yeah, but so if you're watching cartoons and stuff and you're going, hey, they're cute. They're not. They're the deer of the West.
They had to take the 405 to the 101. to the 17.
Those, does anybody have any silly string? Those were all the stupid people we could find. I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.